Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status. Big XL. Sam Pisa, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. Pisa, a.k.a. TF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. Underground, staying down cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big X Gale, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
What up, what up, what up, what up, world? It's your boy, Vic XL, and this is the Riding Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life, man. I want to say one time for all the good people over at Beagle Live. If you don't know about Beagle Live, please go check them out. Beagle Live is 24 hours a day streaming, all right? You can become your own reality show by joining Beagle Live, all right? And please check me out at Riding Dirty Radio. I also got to say one time for the good people over at WRFG, 89.3 FM Atlanta. Our FM radio home, all right? Please check us out every Thursday night, Friday morning from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Been holding it down for the past 15-plus years. Also, got to say one time for the good people over at Live 365, all right? Now, let me tell you guys a little bit about our partnership with Live 365, okay? Last year, we partnered up with Live 365. Now, Live 365, they are the Internet's oldest and longest-running streaming site. Now, they're not the site where you go listen to your favorite music or your favorite singles. No, they are a streaming site which allows low wattage radio stations, AM radio stations, left end of the dial radio stations, and internet radio stations to share their server to broadcast via the internet. Now, their server is media-based tracking, which means all the stations and affiliates of Live 365, they are media-based stations. Now, artists, if you don't know, media-based, that tracks your music when it's played over the airwaves, FM, AM, and internet. All internet radio stations are not media-based, but all those affiliated with Live 365 are. So please, join our station. Check out our station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and we are Ride 95. Now, the way to access our station is easy. All you got to do is go to live365.com in the search engine. Be sure to put in live. I'm sorry, in the search engine, be sure to put in Ride 95. That's R-I-D-E, the number 9, the number 5. Now, if you want to check us out via the mobile device, also just as easy. All you got to do is download the Live 365 app, go to the search engine, type in Ride 95, and again, you have music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. What up, Big Al? All right, now, check this out. All the stations, like I said, on Live 365 are media-based stations. All right, there's over 2,000 stations, so you can find any genre you want. All right, and again, we are Ride 95. What's next in hip hop and R&B? Check us out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I done enough talking. I told you all about our station, Ride 95. I told you about WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta, and also I told you about Beagle Live. And last but not least, I need y'all to check out Ride Dirty TV. That's our YouTube channel, home of the Talking Chit Show, home of Country Rap Report, and also home of the Riding Dirty Show. Check us out, all right, on YouTube at Riding Dirty TV. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, now it's time for me to do what I like doing most, and that's giving you the people that are moving, shaking our community, our culture, the people that are changing it day by day, minute by minute, note by note, song by song. Whether you're an artist, whether you're doing it through entertainment, philanthropism, entrepreneurship, religion, or if you're just a downright good person. The Ryan Dirty Show, we are the platform for you to tell your story. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, tonight is no different than any other night on the Ryan Dirty Show. So welcome to the Ryan Dirty platform. Artist, Nazi. What's going on, my G?
What's going on, man? Thank you for having me.
All right. The first thing I got to ask is, did I pronounce your name correctly? Is it Nazi?
Yes, it is. You did pronounce it correctly.
All right. My G, the first thing I want to say is welcome to the Ryan Dirty Show. It's an honor and it's a pleasure to have you here to allow you the opportunity to talk about your career with our listeners, our followers, our friends and family and fans. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
All right, man. So look, the first thing, let's get into it. Let the world know where you are from and what made you decide to pursue this thing we call entertainment.
I am from Cleveland, Ohio. I'm located now in Los Angeles. The thing that made me pursue entertainment was just my family. They really been in the industry or like just been doing a lot of things when it comes to music and like television. So it kind of they pushed me to be that type of person, and so I've just been going hard for that ever since I was a kid.
All right, now, you mentioned, you say your family. Like, what type of things in the entertainment business exactly do your family do?
One of my cousins, he does role managing. My mom, she sings. My dad also writes. But they haven't done anything like major, but they've been in and out of, like, the light as far as when I was growing up. So they just been pushing me to be better with my pen and actually having substances in my raps and songs and making sense and making sure that I, you know, keep a good head on straight when it comes to this entertainment business.
Okay. All right. Now, at what age did you say, you know what, I got this family that's definitely pushing me and inspiring me, but at what age did you say, you know what, I'm going to take this pen, this paper, and I'm going to do my own thing?
Well, it was when I was 9 years old. I started writing, and I had bought like a little, my uncle had got me like a little studio session, and it was like my first studio session. I was kind of nervous, but after he like, you know, prepped me up, it went smooth. So I would say 9 years
okay.
ago.
Okay. Now, other than your family, who are some of your influences when it comes to the music business?
Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Jimmy Iovine, Dr. Dre, Lil Wayne, Drake. The list goes on, but I just picked them. I said them because they are very creative when it comes to making music and actually having the right ear for the sound of music. So that's who I look up to as far as putting together records and making sure that it sound right to the ear so people can love it whenever it come on.
Okay. Now, I noticed that everybody that you mentioned, they are definitely wordsmiths. They're people who have something to say. Is it a reason why you actually chose these prolific artists?
There is no reason. There's no reason. There's no list, especially in order. Them was the one that came to my mind at the time, but I just look up to them more than I look up to any other ones that I didn't mention.
Okay. All right. Now, when you started to pursue your musical career at such a young age, like, what were some of the beginning steps for you? Because there are a lot of artists who listen to this show, and there are a lot of people who want to become artists to listen to this show. So what were the beginning steps for you as an artist?
The beginning steps were to just practice, like, my flow, practice my melodies, and my words, try to make sure that I wasn't saying just anything or just being all over the place. Finding the right studio with the right engineers to have the right sound and know what they're doing. Because a lot of people have studios and they kind of be, you know, they don't really sound right. So you always want to make sure that your quality is right. If you got to spend that extra bread or however you can, you know, talk your way into getting into the studio or the right ones. Also just promoting yourself, like learning how to promote yourself, put yourself out into the world so people can hear you, people can know who you are, what you do, instead of just dropping a song and nobody hear it because nobody know who you are. So marketing and promotion is very big. And then also your videos, your music videos. If you shoot a music video, you always want to make sure that it's top tier or watchable, if that makes sense.
Definitely. Now, being an independent artist and being very, very young in the game, what are some of the most valuable lessons you've actually learned up until this point?
Some valuable lessons that I've learned is to stand your ground, mean what you say, be yourself, work hard, play harder, because it's all fun. You always want to have fun with what you love. Doing what you love. So just have fun. Try to not be overwhelmed or overthink certain situations or certain things when it comes. Just let it flow. Let it come from your heart. So give it.
Okay. Now, what has been some of the major challenges that you've had to deal with?
Major challenges I had to deal with, I would probably say just as far as writing, because I kind of steered away from writing for a long time, and I've just been doing a lot of freestyles and like punching in and stuff. So just getting back in my writing bag, trying to make sure I write like perfect hooks that's catchy, that hit right, that's like, you know, just catchy and could click right. So that just putting myself out there a lot, because I kind of I'm kind of antisocial, if I say. But I've been working on, like, you know, getting out of that stage. So I kind of been out more. But, yeah, that's pretty much the most challenging things.
Okay, now, being from Cleveland, what's it like for independent artists being from Cleveland? Like, is the city fully supportive of you? Or, like, what's it like being – because, you know, Cleveland is definitely known for some legendary artists, but – describe the Cleveland sound. Describe how Cleveland supports their independent artists and just everything people should know about Cleveland.
Cleveland supports their artists, I would say, to an extent. It's like more of like, it's like one of them cities where it's like, you from here, so if we know you, we not really going to, like, you know, jump on it really until, like, it start becoming a thing. That's pretty like what my city is. No disrespect to my city. I love my city, but that's how they are when it comes to support. But when they catch on and they start riding the wave, then like they're really diehard fans. Like they'll really go hard for you. They really show up and show out. So for independent artists, you just really gotta, you know, like focus on your sound that makes people want to keep being in tune with you as far as coming up in Cleveland and being an independent artist. You want to just keep pushing it in their face, because they, once they get tired of it, they're going to keep hearing it a lot, and then other people are going to keep hearing it a lot, and then they're just going to keep playing you once you, you know, go and become what you need to become as an independent artist. So as far as that's the support system as far as Cleveland goes, in my opinion.
Okay. Now, what made you move from Cleveland to L.A.? And what has the move been like for you as an artist?
The thing that made me move to Cleveland, move from Cleveland to L.A. was the opportunities. It's a lot of opportunities out here as far as music and just meeting and networking and having connections and stuff. And I just feel like my sound was beyond the Cleveland market. So, yeah, I moved out here. And it's been a roller coaster. But right now we're going up the hill right now, so I'm excited about the things that's going to be happening within the end of this year, going into next year. So yeah.
Okay. Have you had to cater your sound or change your sound any being in LA, or how has the move actually affected your sound?
I had to change my sound a little bit just to be more like international type of sound, like to just be more like radio soundish. And I actually like it because I did it on like on my own, if I would say. Like I actually sat and was like, okay, let me start doing this type of sound because I feel comfortable doing this type of sound. And then once I started putting things out and showing people my sound and actually going into like studio sessions and shows and stuff and performing and people actually being drawn into my sound, it kind of like gave me, okay, this is what I'm going to run with. This is how I'm going to do my music. This is how I'm going to do all of whatever genre that I try to dip into. I'm going to always make sure that I put this particular sound into it so they will always know. So I would say coming out here definitely changed my sound because it just opened me up to a lot of more things and meeting a lot of more people and just hearing a lot of different stuff that I can use to make it into my own type of sound.
All right, now in your transition, in the move to LA, did you already know people? Were you plugged in, or did you have to go out and recreate an entire new situation?
It was like if I had a comparison, it's probably like, say, if you in high school and you go, you know a couple friends that's like at this other school, like maybe like one or two friends, and then you go to this other school and you know them one or two friends, but you still got to get to know the teachers and the other kids and all that other stuff. That's kind of how it was. It was like I came out here a few times prior to me moving out here, so I kind of met people like while I was out here just traveling back and forth. And then when I finally moved out here, like, all right, now I'm out here, go time. I plugged in with the people that I was plugging myself in, and we just made it happen.
Okay. All right. No doubt. No doubt. No doubt. All right. Let's talk about this joint you have called Stuck. Tell me a little bit about this record.
This record is a really smooth R&B record. I kind of wrote it based off of like a past relationship that I was in, where it was like I was kind of in love with a girl, but I didn't really want to like, you know, realize that she kind of like doing me wrong. But it was like when I finally realized it, I kind of got myself out of the situation, you know, and ever since then it was just like it's been cool for me just to be out of the relationship with her because it was pretty toxic. So I kind of like just took that and put that into a record that that can explain that the best way that I could as far as musically, and just hoping that people can relate to it because I know a lot of people go through situations or relationships like that. So, you know.
Okay. All right. Now, who produced the record?
My boy No Sounds produced the record. Shout out to my boy.
Okay. Now, before I actually have introduced the record, I want to ask you, like, how would you describe your style? Or how would you describe your sound?
If I wanted to describe my sound, it would be like, cause I'm really into like a lot of different type of music, like all type of music. So contemporary would be the type of artist that I am. My sound would be more like smooth R&B, like R&B-ish type melodic type of sound. If I had to say.
Okay. That's dope. All right. We live in a world where content is king. Everything is on social media before it hits the news. How has social media and the World Wide Web affected how you market and promote yourself and your music to others?
Social media, to me, is the number one thing that any upcoming artist or any artist need to have as far as a following, a fan base, engagement is the number one thing. Just getting yourself out there, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everything is helpful. TikTok, everything is helpful. YouTube, everything. So social media definitely plays and have been playing a big part inside of my career for the past couple of years.
Okay. No doubt. No doubt. All right. Before we get into this record stuff, I want you to let the people know where they can actually find it, what streaming companies, is there a video forthcoming, and any words of encouragement you'd like to leave the people.
Words of encouragement I would like to leave the people. I'm going to start off with that, which is believe in yourself, like really believe in yourself, pray every day, and keep manifesting the things that you want in your life, because it will happen if you believe and you work towards it. For Stuck, you can find it on all streaming platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, YouTube, anywhere that you stream music, you can find it, SoundCloud, wherever. And the video drops this Tuesday on the 12th of this month on YouTube, shot and directed by director R. Wilson. So make sure y'all is ready for that. Be prepared.
All right, my G. Again, I definitely appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. Introduce your joint to the world. And, you know, before you introduce your joint, one more time, let the people know how to find you on social media, websites, and all that good stuff.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at NVNazzy. That's the letter N, the letter V, N-A-H-Z-Z-Y. You can find me on Facebook at the same handle. So this right here is my single, Stuck. I hope that y'all like it. I know y'all gonna like it. It's a vibe. So here we go.
Appreciate it, my G.
Thank you.
I should have known that you were far from the mother women. You played it close, yeah, you had me tripping. You tried to hide all the love I gave you. I should have known you had me really stuck. You had me really stuck. Had me really stuck in love with you. Try to protect your reputation by fucking with me. Laughing all in my face when you fucked up with me. I should've seen the sign when they told me I should leave. My heart is not to be played, so stop touching on me. Yo, the move, it was dumb. You know I'm the one. Dripping in the lake, shitty, chilling in the sun. My heart fucked up, my soul got crushed. My energy for you, guess wasn't enough. I should've known that you were far from the mother women. You played it close, yeah, you had me tripping. You tried to hide all the love I gave you. I should've known you had me really stuck. You had me really stuck. Had me really stuck in love with you. That shit wasn't right, but I got another bitch on the side who won't come and do me right. Like stack up with me, make love with me every day and night. I make a call off when it's us. No, you're missing what we had, but you went and switched up on me, that's life. Now you all tight. My mama told me that these hoes ain't that bright. Fight with my emotions in a ring like Mike Tyson. Found me a new bitch, but I can't get too excited. I should've known that you are fine. Yeah.
I want to have my man Nas representing that Cleveland, Ohio. The name of that joint was Stuck. Y'all be sure to check him out on all streaming platforms. All right? It's your boy, Epic XL. This is the Ride and Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life, man. Y'all have a blessed night, and we'll see you guys tomorrow. Yeah. Peace.